Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Pesci. The throw from Wagner to Walesa, and Pesci is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Vallo moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Dobson moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobson scores. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. DiMaggio scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Christopher. Finney scores. Peacock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dobson takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Dobson moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Blair moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Walesa moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tex Houston now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. Walesa moves to third. Christopher moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blair. Doerr moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. Peacock moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Tex Houston. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to second. Pete Fox pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Judd now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Mace Brown now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Vallow moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.